USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Millions of Americans are traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts who warned of a super spreader weekend. Public health officials have been urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the auto club group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may have caused some people to follow that advice.
Especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson urged state residents to follow coronavirus guidelines over Thanksgiving, but said the government has no business mandating gathering sizes. Coronavirus cases have spiked across the nation, hitting 2 million new cases in just 2 weeks. A number of governors from California to New York have enacted 10-person limits on gatherings amid the holiday week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump pardoned more than just turkeys this week.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Gusty conditions throughout the West have put Southern California on high alert, prompting the National Weather Service to issue red flag warnings. Low humidity and forceful Santa Ana winds between 40 and 65 miles per hour have forced power companies to warn residents about potential power shutoffs amid an increased wildfire risk. When a New York couple was told their over 100-year-old home was built by a notorious bootlegger, they passed it off as small-town gossip. But during a recent home renovation, the couple discovered something that revealed the legend might be true. In early October, Nick Drummond and Patrick Baker said they found more than 66 bottles of whiskey from the Prohibition era hidden within the walls and floorboards of their home, which was built in 1915. A kid wants Santa to bring him a mower.
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana, has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out, so his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.